This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The nonprofit Global Witness has discovered the fact that the daughter of the president of the Congo, a longtime target of anti-corruption investigators, bought a unit in the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Manhattan for $7 billion in cash, using funds that seem to have been siphoned from government accounts. British bank Standard Charter has agreed to pay $1.1 billion to settle allegations that it violated U.S. money laundering laws and economic sanctions. New York City has declared a public health emergency in certain zip codes and mandated vaccinations for measles to deal with the outbreak, including a $1,000 fine. Under President Trump, support for the Affordable Care Act has actually risen from 43% when he was elected to 50% in polling. According to some counts, of the 888 people who've been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, just 69 or less than 8% have been women. In 2018, it's estimated that more than 1.7 million people in the U.S. have faced a cancer diagnosis. In 2017, America spent more than $147 billion caring for people with cancer. Nigeria is suing J.P. Morgan in a British court for having allowed corrupt former officials to extract nearly $900 million between 2011 and 2013 from a government account in London. Until a few years ago, NATO's cyber defenses ran from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays. The idea that state-sponsored hackers might wait to attack on weekends ran afoul of budgets and work schedules. During the farm crisis of the 1980s, the U.S. was losing more than 2,000 family farms every week. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, in her latest action, has cut $200 million in federal funding for literacy programs. Jury selection in East Baton Rouge Parish, Louisiana, turns out to have never called anyone into the pool younger than 26 or who moved to the parish since 2011. Judicial administrator claims there was a computer glitch and it was stuck in time. By official accounts, Chinese local government debts total $4.5 trillion. By unofficial estimates, it could be as large as $10 trillion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.